The Dáil last night approved controversial legislation which will see the transfer of information about mother and baby homes to the Child and Family Agency, TUSLA. The records were compiled by the Mother and Baby Homes Commission, which, after 5 years of work, is due to submit its final report next week. The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, insists the legislation is necessary to prevent personal data being destroyed. However, opposition parties, survivors and campaigners say the legislation was rushed through without proper scrutiny and that it will actually hinder people trying to get access to their own information. We're joined on the line now by the Social Democrat spokesperson on children, Jennifer Whitmore. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
At the heart of all of this are two sets of records. Why are you so concerned about the impact of this legislation?
Well, this legislation that you know was rushed through the Dáil over the last week, and we was voted on last night. The impact of this legislation is that the information and the evidence and the documents that were collected over the course of the Commission investigation into the mother and baby homes, that evidence will now be sealed for 30 years. Now, that's absolutely shameful that we're going to let down the women and their children who participated in that commission, whose evidence and whose information has been held in that archive, that they will not be able to access their own private information when they wish. And, we believe in the Social Democrats and the opposition that this was an unnecessary thing to do, that the minister could have actually amended the legislation last night to enable this archive to be available to those that wished to have access to it. And I think that's the critical thing. Survivors need to be able to access the information if they wish to do it. This legislation was rushed through. There was no pre-legislative scrutiny. There was no consultation with the opposition. There was no opportunity to get experts in to really, pull it apart and see how it can be improved. And critically, there was no consultation with the survivors of these homes in the development of this legislation.
All right, can I put to you what the minister says on this? Because he issued a statement last night, and essentially he says that the claim that the database information, that's the information going to TUSLA, is being sealed is incorrect. He says this bill actually seeks to protect that database and ensure that it isn't sealed.
There's a lot of playing with words with this, Rachel, to be honest, and semantics being used. The legislation last night that was voted on and put through by the government, it transfers the documentation from the commission to the minister. So it does do that. The minister was of the impression, the government was of the opinion that if they didn't bring this legislation through, that documentation would be destroyed. So this legislation does transfer it over. What it also does is trigger another act, which is the 2004 Act. And that act says that upon transfer, that the documentation will be sealed. Now, regardless of, the minister saying it wasn't my act, it's that act and I can't do anything about it.
Isn't, though, the real problem here that 2004 legislation, which says that the commission's records have to be sealed for 30 years?
So what the minister could have done is he could have used the legislation last night to amend the 2004 Act. Alternatively, what he could have done is actually just reinstate the rights of the data protection legislation as provided under EU legislation to say that people are entitled to access their own information as per the GDPR legislation. And he refused to do that. We at the start of the debate yesterday, when we were going to debate the amendments that the opposition had put through, the minister admitted at that point, before we had even opened our mouths and started debating, he said he wasn't going to be taking on any of our amendments. This was a very, very closed process, and the government was just not interested in hearing or trying to work with the opposition to come up with a solution for this. Like what I understood, like yesterday during the debate, there was a real sadness around the chamber because the opposition, there was a really genuine attempt by the opposition to put forward solutions and to make this bill something that wouldn't impact on survivors and wouldn't let them down again. And that opportunity was not afforded to us.
At the centre of all of this over many years has been information, either the extent to which people were deprived of basic facts about their birth mother or about the child that they were forced to surrender. Given that, is it not remarkable that no one saw this problem coming and that it had to be pointed out to the government by the commission?
I absolutely agree. I mean, this should have been foreseen. You know, that this should have been planned. It shouldn't have waited until 2 weeks before, you know, the trigger was going to happen, that the report was being republished in October. There was a real gun put to the head of the Dáil last night to say, if you don't do this, all this information is going to be destroyed. That is not the proper way to operate in a democracy. This bill is incredibly important. It's incredibly important to the survivors, women and children that we have let down repeatedly over our history, and we've let them down again. And it's unacceptable actually how this bill was processed, and the fact that the minister is just going to go through with this now and seal the documentation.
Given all of that, what should the minister do now, in your view?
The minister still has an opportunity to change this. The bill is going to the Shanna today, so there is still, you know, he can still change this. All that needs to happen in this is he just needs to insert the primacy of the GDP law within that document. He needs just to say, notwithstanding everything else in this bill and in the 2004 Act, that EU GDP data protection law reigns supreme here. And if he does that, that will enable people to access their own information, because like that is the crucial thing. You know, you and I can go down to a public body and say, I want to see information on me that you're holding, and they have to hand that over. The government is saying that that same right does not apply to the women who've given evidence in this commission, that they can't access their own private information. And I just find that absolutely, you know, it's unbelievable that in this day and age that we're still in that situation where we're trying to silence these women, trying to hide their stories on them, and not giving them agency over their own data.
Right. Jennifer Whitmore, thank you very much for joining us on the line this morning, and we'll be hearing from Roderick O'Gorman later on in the programme. It's 7:23.